This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A few minutes ago, we were talking about financial market players looking at the news on Friday about more Americans getting jobs and seeing a warning about higher interest rates ahead. But let's be real. If you're looking for work, the idea that employers have to compete more for your labor is very fine news indeed. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on today's job seekers, especially college students getting set to jump into the market with both feet.
It's the spring Life After College event at the University of Portland.
If you could talk a little bit about the discernment process.
Several recent grads are on stage offering real-world advice about how they survived the recession and eventually landed good jobs in finance, public health, teaching. Not exactly the "it's brutal out there, take anything you can get" message I've been hearing for years, but it's not job land of milk and honey stuff either. Jessica Whitaker was on the alumni panel. She works in marketing at a leading sportswear brand in Portland.
That basic Times New Roman resume, it really doesn't cut it anymore. You really need an infographic resume, a full portfolio, a website, and if you do have a short video talking about who you are and what your brand statement is.
Wow. Though at least she added the video doesn't have to be totally professional. Elizabeth McNamara is a business major and sounding pretty confident.
My goal is to get into a job immediately that I'm really happy with and be able to stay there and move throughout the company.
Not too likely. Average job tenure for today's young people is just 3 to 4 years. That fits in well, though, with fellow business major Kelsey Oren's plans.
I honestly think I'll probably jump around. Usually start pretty low in a company, and so building your resume and getting higher jobs in other companies is more what I'm looking for.
Management professor Peter Capelli at the Wharton School says companies are working harder to find employees, but they're not opening their wallets.
It's cheaper, frankly, if you're a company and smarter, to spend your initial efforts with greater recruiting efforts before you start having to raise your pay or raise your perks.
Capelli says employers remain really picky, holding out for the right candidate with just the right experience and at the right price before making an offer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.